This is Here and Now from NPR and WBUR Boston. I'm Jeremy Hobson. And the luxury car maker Tesla, California-based electric car maker, is on a hot streak. Consumer Reports named its Model S sedan the best car of the year. And as of yesterday, Tesla's stock has climbed 68% this year, which is nearly 15 times the price of its initial public offering in 2010. Alan Ownsman of Bloomberg News joins us to tell us all about Tesla. He's with us from Los Angeles. Alan, welcome.
Good afternoon.
Well, tell us how well Tesla is doing, first of all, because I see that for the year, Ford stock is down and so is GM stock, but Tesla's, as we said, up 68%.
Absolutely. And 68% year to date. And beyond that, in the past year, this is a stock that's up more than 600%. And in fact, we crunched some numbers yesterday, and using Bloomberg data, we can't find an automotive stock in the world, an international automotive stock, that's gone up more than Tesla has going back 20 years. So this would seem to be the hottest auto stock globally in at least the last two decades.
Well, what's going on? Is it just that everyone wants an electric car?
No. That doesn't appear to be the case right now. A lot of people do. But this week, the company announced plans for a what they're calling a gigafactory, what will be the world's largest battery factory. Total investment may run to $5 billion, at least 6,500 jobs. This will serve the purpose of both creating cheaper, lower-cost batteries, but also Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, very much wants to get into the power storage business. He does have a solar panel company on the side, or a solar power installer on the side, and he'd like to set them up with stationary power storage devices. And there seems to be a lot of interest in the implications of this project.
That Tesla would become kind of more of a power storage company than a car company.
That's right. Potentially, that is the possibility. Elon is predicting that this individual factory that will be the largest battery plant on the planet could result in lithium-ion battery prices dropping by at least 30% by the end of the decade, and that he personally is going to force down the price of these devices and make it more possible for homes, businesses, utilities to buy stationary storage devices for wind power, solar power, other renewables.
Okay, bring down the price of the batteries, but we should note that a Tesla Model S, the car we were talking about earlier, costs about $70,000.
That's to start, and that's before taxes and everything else, and can run well above $100,000. His other goal is within about 2.5 to 3 more years to bring out a next generation vehicle that would be more of a mass market car that would sell perhaps in the high $30,000 range to start. And he's counting on a vehicle like that and possibly a crossover version to generate something like 500,000 units of sales worldwide annually. And that would be, you know, more than 10 times their current volume.
So who is going to play home to the factory that they want to build of this booming company?
That is the $5 billion question, because he basically announced that the states he's looking at, and this came out in a release from the company a couple of days ago, Texas, New Mexico, Nevada, Arizona. He's very fixated on the Southwest. He wants a high proportion of solar energy, wind energy, to power the plant, and he's looking at some sort of Southwestern location. So it appears that we will see a potential bidding war, an incentive war, sparked by these states offering, you know, tax breaks and perhaps other enticements to get Tesla to locate that that facility there.
The West Coast and the western part of the United States becoming the car capital, in a way, of the United States, at least for Tesla. Alan Ownsman of Bloomberg News joining us from Los Angeles. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
This is Here and Now.